Hall, Lucinda, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 23, 1874. Dear Sister Lucinda, your letter has just been read by me with interest. Brother Butler and his wife and myself spent Sabbath and first day at Monterey and Allegan, a hard, trying time. Brother Littlejohn has come out against Brother Butler's article on leadership, and he evidently shows to the minds of all he is tempted by the devil. But this will not give you much courage. Our little girls are just as good as they can be. We enjoy their company very much. We would be glad to have you come to us and not have care. We have a good, competent girl. I had her stop housework last week and make me a broadcloth cloak like yours. She did a nice job for me. She made the little girls two dresses out of those remnants of merino. I have cut out, for May, a dress of that light plaid. I have got some pieces from Emily Tellens, nearly like it, for Addie. Shall make up that plaid woolen for the children this winter. I have a very nice copyist, Brother Gaskill's niece. You see, we do not need you to work or take care, but we want to see you and we want your company. The children want to see you. They talk of you every day. We now have the house all carpeted, every room except the halls. I have carpeting for these halls and am about ready to put it down. We have not decided to leave here yet. May leave this winter after the Biblical Institute. We do want you to come home in our family and be happy with us without work for once. I am getting sewing done up. Have made sheets and pillowcases, and my clothes are in good order. James says I must have this go at once. We'll close up and write more again. I do want you to come on as soon as you feel free and safe to perform this journey. We are all usually well. Love to all the family.